Good morning, Rabbi Say. Good morning. Good morning. It is a great zechus to continue on over here in the Valatanya. We left off page Yud Aleph. Page Yud Aleph. Good. There we go. Bottom right hand column. Kilomar. So let's just remember again, the Rebbe teaching us this incredible idea that tefillah is this process that a person has to experience with his soul and not with his body. And specifically, even in the world of souls, Dafka with his what he calls nefesh elokis, his godly soul, and not with his nefesh habehemis, not with the soul which fuels physicality. That's referencing an idea from the beginning of Tanya, chapter 2 in Tanya, where the Rabbi speaks about the different types of souls. So on the bottom of the right hand comes Kolomar, ze pashut shebeisat tefila ha'adam tzarech lesalik mikirbo, left hand column, kolretzonos v'ataybos hachumio shagufo v'nafsha behemis. It is clear that when a person davens, he has to remove from himself the physical wants and desires. Now again, he's not talking about like negative wants and desires. He's talking about over here just like the ideal prayer experience is one which is removed from the general physical experience. So beautiful. A person has to really focus on the idea and to really direct his thoughts, that when I daven, I am standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening to Him. Shehari muvan upashut, sheretzonos v'taivas haguf, hein bestira l'tfila kideboi im kavona haratzuya. I will say this is very interesting, because what the Rebbe says is, to a certain degree, so thoughts and focus on physicality are really antithetical to the concept of kavana. The Rebbe says, you have to understand, what the Rebbe is describing over here is the ideal tefillah experience. And this sounds a little bit strange to us because so much of our tefillah is physical. Right? So much of it is physical. So much of the focus of it is physical. But yet the Rebbe says that the ideal prayer experience really is one in which the body is not involved. The needs of the body are not the focus. The ideal prayer experience is one that happens ultimately again with the neshama, with the soul, and is this direct, excuse me, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, again, that's not to say that after that we don't get into physicality. Of course we do. In other words, there's a reason why Chazal structured Shmona Esrei in a way that is almost fully focused on physical needs. But the idea is that's not how we start. It's not how we start. How we start, and the essence of the experience is one that takes place with the soul. Achkan Mosef Rabbeinu, shevetfila kideboi lefnei tochna apnimi in makom lo shum ragesh, shemakora baguf mevesh abheimis. Lasha, shekein, hadveikos be'elokos, hanergeshes benishma sa'adam, he deveikos ruchnis betachlis. So remember again, this is what we mentioned. This is a beautiful idea. When one connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, with his neshama, that experience is a fully spiritual one. Listen to how beautiful these words are. Shaneshama chafeitza v'chashka betiva, the part of alates min aguf. The neshama, in its essence, wants to separate from the body, which makes sense, right? The neshama, which as the Baal HaTanya writes, is a chilek elokam imal mam, which is a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, piece of Hashem, doesn't, when the neshama is in the body, the body serves as a barrier between the soul and God. The neshama doesn't want a barrier. The neshama just wants connection. He says, "V'lidabek b'sharsha u'mekora b'Hashem chaye ha'chayim baruch hu." So ultimately, again, so this body serves as a barrier to the soul. So because of that, the soul constantly desires to try to go ahead and remove itself from the body. Ve'etzem yeshus haguf sha'adam roa. V'chash es atzmo kiyesh, v'davar nifar b'fnei atzmo. So we'll say, this is incredible. Therefore, so this is a general statement, that the body, the soul, is always yearning to get out of the body. That's it. And by the way, I'll point out, it's not just the Baal HaTanya. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Abradich of Zchus Yagen Elinu says something so beautiful. He says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, kol ha'neshama tahalel ka. We say in the Halleluka, every morning, Pesukei Dezimra. Every soul Hashem should praise you. The Zohar writes, "Bechol neshima u'neshima tehalaka." With every breath, praise Hashem. The Zohar writes, the Rebbe Yisro calls the Zohar, what does it mean? It says, every single time a person exhales, the soul wants to leave the body. soul does not want to be here. The soul wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and literally, again, it is the body that is a barrier. And by the way, that's even if a person is not doing Averos. It's just in general. There's a barrier. The body is a barrier between the soul and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single time a person exhales, ultimately, again, the soul yearns to hear. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? One of the great chassadim of Hashem is that every time we exhale, what does Hashem say to the soul? No, stay put. Stay put. You're not going anywhere. At least not yet. So we thank Hashem, b'chol ha-neshama t'halokha, b'chol neshima, with every time you exhale, say, thank you, Hashem, for keeping my body, my soul in my body. Says the Baal HaTanya, let's listen to this idea. So because the body is a natural barrier to the soul, therefore the Rebbe says, my body is the barrier to the soul, right? My body is that barrier. So therefore, again, the more I focus on the body, the more intense the barrier. So that's why, again, what the Rebbe is highlighting over here is, this is not even a focus on sin as much. This is a focus on the more I am steeped in the physical, the greater the barrier to the spiritual. And that's just... That's just the cause and effect, because the body is this natural barrier. So the more I'm hyper focused on that, the more the soul is obstructed from the Ribono Shel Olam. A really incredible idea. And therefore, it's Ve'etzem Yeshus Aguf Shadam Roa V'Chashas Atzmo Yesh V'Davar Nifra B'Fnei Atzmo Ma'alima U'Mastira Al Dveikos Shalom Neshama Belokos. So therefore, the more I'm focused on the body, the greater the barrier to the soul's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulfichach, kechol sha'adam margish, pachos eskufo, benafsha behemis, kach biyichaloso lahargish yosir es nishmoso HaKadosha, hamiskaga'as u'mishtokekes lalakos. Therefore, the less I focus on my body, the more I'm able to feel my soul. That's it. And again, it's not a function of chet. He's not talking about over here, I'm doing averus. In a bosai, a person cannot be doing any averus, but can still be all too focused on their physicality, right? On their material things. Just understand, the more I'm steeped in the material, the greater the barrier to the physical. Therefore, if I want the maximum tefillah experience, the Baal HaTanya says, it has to come from the soul and not from the body. And that's why, again, that's why he brings down, if my tefillah experience, we'll have to stop over here, but if my tefillah experience is all about my physical needs, then the emphasis is on the material. Even though, again, it's the emphasis on the material through the prism of the spiritual and prayer. But if the emphasis is on the material, then what? That's the barrier to the spiritual, and that obstructs ultimately a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in order for the tefillah experience to be maximized, what has to happen? It has to come from the spiritual vantage point and ultimately not the physical. So stop over here for today. Incredible. Incredible. Shkoyach.